Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God share His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
To that last part.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Well, we're all being distracted with women in combat and Hillary's cover-up of the Benghazi murders. One of the issues that that law-abiding, children-loving people are carrying out this week is trying to save the kids in a very cold march on Washington. I always said they should do that march in the springtime and it would have more marches because, man, it's real cold down there. And these people are very, very loyal to God. And what they're trying to do is save God's kids. Now, everybody, the communists will tell you that a fetus is only a little tissue. But, you know, a seed is only a seed. But if it's planted right, it grows into a beautiful flower or a stalk of wheat. So it is about seeds. And I say that the only American who has no rights in this country is the unborn. The day that they are conceived should be the day that they get their Social Security number. But the communists won't let you do that because the goal is to drive God from the country. And how can you drive God from the country if people are not killing their children? I'm going to give you a stat. It's going to shake you up, I hope. Since Roe versus Wade, which I think was back in the 70s, we have murdered. Don't be afraid to say it. There's two things you can't be afraid to say. Abortion is murder, and liberals and progressives are communists. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to say the word communist. Okay? Pro-choice is no choice. Since Roe versus Wade, we have killed 55 million Americans. 55 million Americans. Everybody's complaining. Who's going to, when I'm eligible for Social Security, who's going to be working to pay my Social Security? The kid you killed. You killed your replacement. We're not all killing them. Well, let me tell you, there's 55 million of them dead. And to bring that, to make that more effective in your calculating mind, let me give you the population of California. 38 million. We've wiped out 55 million kids. So we could have wiped out the entire state of California and had 17 million kids left over. Texas, the population of Texas, 26 million people. That's twice. We could have wiped out Texas twice. New York is 19 million. So we could have wiped out New York almost three times over. Florida's 19 million. Illinois, we could have wiped out Illinois 4.5 times over. Pennsylvania, 4.5 times over. Ohio, 5 times over. Georgia, 5 to 6 times over. Can you believe that? That we wiped out that many people? In other words, if you want to go by a country, we wiped out Ireland. The population of Ireland, I think, is 23 million. We've wiped it out twice. Every man, woman, and child in the Emerald Isle, we've killed. Okay, let's go backwards. 25 states of the United States, we've wiped them all out. We've wiped out Wyoming, Vermont, District of Columbia, North Dakota, Alaska, South Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Hawaii, Idaho, West Virginia, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Kansas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Iowa, Connecticut, Puerto Rico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Kentucky, and Louisiana. We've wiped out the entire population of 25 states. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? Who told us to kill all those kids? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue going down the road to hell? No, we're in trouble. We lost our country. We're never getting it back. We kill 1.2 million kids a year. Do you know how many immigrants come into the United States to get their Social Security numbers? 1.2 million. And that doesn't count any illegals. We are killing ourselves. We've killed our children. We're wiping out the future of the country. They say in Russia that the Russian government will pay money for you to have a child if you're a Russian citizen, because abortion is wiping out the Russian population. We're in trouble. And if we don't straighten out and fly right, we're going to be up the fat lady's burka, and we will never be a country ever again. We're on the way out.
Give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
To the greatest hoax in American history, the Benghazi cover-up, and the biggest lie was the blood clot story. Did you see a Band-Aid on Hillary's head? Everybody knows when she fell off the bar stool, she was wearing a helmet, and the seatbelt was on tight. Now with the Bloomberg bar stool requirements for extra wide cheek loads, the seats now have to be 2 cubits wide per cheek, no tipping allowed, and end flaps up. If you saw what these demo commos pulled today, you can see why a revolution is coming. There will be some sort of revolt. To what degree, I do not know. The Party of Death has a new country. It is called the Useless of A. Viet Cong Grease Mouse Sherman from California is no W.T. Sherman. The demo commos must have gotten a fresh shipment of ass-kissing lip gloss. Representative Rohrabacher was the first to ask Hillary when the president knew, and she ran out the clock without answering. The communists are the masters of bait, switch, and misdirection. Now up comes Congress Mouse Meeks, another New York State waste. Google congressional members of the Socialist Party. Seek ye Meeks. We are trying to get to the bottom of Benghazi, and Meeks pays a tribute to Chelsea, saying she saved New York from Hurricane Sandy. Cancel my lip gloss and give me a bop bag. American Rep. Chabot from Ohio did this system justice. He used his 5 minutes to attack Hillary Clinton, leaving her no hog time to respond. The demo commos are clearly avoiding Benghazi and using the time to elect Hillary to the presidency. It is all about party over country. Country will do what we say. If we can't fool them, we will kill them, just like the babies. No negotiating for the Second Amendment. It is what it is, the right to bear arms, not for hunters, but to prevent from being hunted. And if this junta is allowed to stand and is not checked quickly, you will be hunted. If the tyrant has a superior weapon, the hunted must be given a fighting chance to take that weapon. So don't tell me that all I'm getting is a pistol. That isn't what the Second Amendment was. The Second Amendment was for militias to face armies. You can never negotiate and win with a communist. Look at all the negotiations we have failed to win. Politicians are the worst negotiators, as are so-called statesmen. Americans only win using unconditional surrender. See World War II, see Harry Truman, see Douglas MacArthur, see George Patton, see W.T. Sherman, see Lincoln, see George Washington, read the Spirit of America Party book. Rand Paul took the bull by the horns and called Hillary out. In 10 seconds, all the kissy-kissy wonderful pirapoos were flushed down the toilet. Hillary said that she stood next to Osama bin Laden as Marines carried those flag-draped coffins down the ramp. Later, she hugged those broken-hearted mothers. She forgot to tell those mothers she voted to burn the flag that draped their sons' coffins 40 days before 9/11, when the Clinton Towers fell, and they blamed Bush. What a cover-up that was. You know how they do it. They form committees, and they put their people in charge. Joseph Stalin would love to be here in the USA today. He could have a ball. Yep, she failed to tell those mothers that Obama gave 12 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, but could not send 2 F-16s to cover the 911 Benghazi call-in in 20 minutes. That's all it took to get those planes over there was 20 minutes. From Aviano Air Force Base in Italy. Hello, this is F-16. I see the two Americans on the roof. I see the laser-painted mortars. Should I start my run? Hello? Hello? They hung up on me, too. The hell with it. I'm going to take the shot. That's why they weren't sent. Scenario 2. Hello, F-16. This is Woods and Doherty. We are on the roof. We are surrounded and about to be overrun. Do what you can do, and God bless America. And scenario 3. Hello, Situation Room. We're over the beach house in Benghazi. We can see 2 survivors on the roof. What are your orders? Open mic, which is a constant problem of the Obama administration. The open mic at the Situation Room. Who ordered those F-16s? Get them out of there. No help for those two. They disobeyed my orders. I'll show them who's boss. Hang up the phone. We will say it was a peaceful demonstration. Where is that video that no one saw in July? Where is Susan Powers? How can we turn this into a Second Amendment crisis? Hillary, lay low until after my inauguration. Fake a fall. And then we will hit the Americans with Hagel and Kerry. This is two disasters in the making, my friends. You are going to be one day in a railroad car on the way to FEMA camp asking, how could this happen to me? Oh, you conservatives, you're all paranoid. Yeah. You got a lot to learn. And you're not learning too well. I tell the media, and no pro-life coverage. Concentrate on my presidency. You know what I say? Too bad Romney didn't have binders of communists. www.mediacrapmatters.us, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com, www.captainsblog.us, YouTube, get your eyes open, Flag Burners of Record, YouTube, 911 Danny Boy, we're in the middle of a 50-year war. And they're talking about sending women into combat now. Wait till they get captured. YouTube, a copy of Benghazi, a 911 call. You know, I have a picture of an Al-Qaeda holding the head of a U.S. American with short hair on a bridge. Just the head. How do you think that's going to look when it's a pretty girl? Huh? They pulled Corporal Anzac out of the Euphrates River. He was tortured. What do you think they're going to do to an American girl? They practice killing people by slitting camels' throats. The YouTube copy of Benghazi, it's called Copy of Benghazi 911 Call on YouTube. And SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed on a YouTube. Okay. Stuart Varney was on today, and Steve Colbert from Communist Comedy Central was making fun of him. And so I sent Varney a little note that says, now with Pinhead's new rule, Colbert can join the front line of the Raspberry Berets. Tell you a sad one. Last night we're with relatives, they're very conservative relatives, but they believe that the gun should be limited to just handguns, and we don't need rifles. And I said to the gentleman I was talking to, who happened to be in his 80s, I said, did you ever find an occasion where you wish you had a gun? And he said no. And I flash back, without bringing it up, to the fact that he was mugged in his own apartment building, and the guy beat him, dragged him into a stairwell, and beat him, tore his pants off, and robbed him. And I don't know about you, but when I'm 80, I hope I can reach in my pocket and cancel that guy's contract. And there are women who can shoot. And if I was a girl, I definitely would have a gun. Don't need a big one. I don't need a Clint Eastwood 357. I don't need a bazooka. All I need is a mind changer. And if you put about 6 or 22 rounds into an aggressor, you're going to change his mind. You're going to take his mind off of what he was trying to focus on. And I'd rather be alive to fill out the forms.
Okay. Bandmate, they finally stand okay. Correct. Oh, my dearest one must tie. Lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever. Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Away. Your love, I need your love. Keep the flame, let it burn until the gunfight at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight at OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. Boot Hill, Boot Hill. So cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK
That guy that I was just talking about has a brother, a twin brother, who they both live downtown New York. And as a kid, his twin brother used to go duck hunting, and he would take the subway out to one of the airports, and he would shoot ducks, and he would ride the subway back to downtown New York with two dead ducks in his basket, dripping blood, as he held on to the strap. He was a strap hanger, and he had his rifle on his shoulder. Could you imagine seeing him today doing that? No. And his brother also got mugged, and I'm sure he could have used a gun, too. Of course, those are crime stats that you never read about. My hero is, what was his name? I was thinking of him the other day. He got on the subway, got tired of being mugged. He brought a pistol on, an illegal handgun. Five guys approached him, and he shot them all. Oh, Bernie Goetz. Bernie Goetz, the John Wayne of Manhattan. God bless Bernie Goetz. May he live to write again. The subway is a lot safer because of him. As the communists tell you about the slaughter in Connecticut, there's another slaughter that took place in Connecticut, and there was a doctor. His name was Pettit, and he was a law-abiding citizen, and he had a wife and two beautiful daughters. I think one was 16 and one was 12. And two guys with a baseball bat overpowered him. Now, had those two guys come into his house with a baseball bat and saw him with a pistol, do you think they would have proceeded? They would have beat it. But they beat him so bad that his neighbor didn't recognize him when he crawled over to his neighbor's house for help. And they took his wife and two daughters. After taking the wife to the bank to make her withdraw money, and tied them all up on beds and raped them. And then as the police had the house surrounded, and were sending in, were trying to negotiate with hostage takers, they were dousing the children and their mother with gasoline. And they set fire to the evidence as they screamed and burned alive. Now, you're going to tell me that that doctor couldn't have used a peacemaker? Yeah, but they won't show you that one. They won't tell you that story. The unarmed doctor who could have, if he had a gun, could have saved his family. Or if his family had access to a gun, they could have saved their father and themselves. But you won't hear that story, because communists always pull at your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. They play you like a fiddle. And when they win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And they will hurt this country as they are doing right now. We will never survive a 4 years of Osama bin Laden. No way will we survive it. He's moving too quickly. And we can't slow him down. You look at the Republicans, they're in disarray. They're going to approve Kerry and Hagel. They're not even going to fight. They've given up. They've lost their will to fight. The Democrats, or as I call them, Democamos, they're having a field day. They're going to pass more laws than you can stick a shake at. They're going to take your oil away and give it to the Chinese. They're going to take the natural resources of this country and auction them off. You're going to have nothing when they get finished. All you're going to have is one big bill that you can't pay. Do you remember the EPA guy that said he believed in using Roman tactics, destroy one village and let the other villages know you're coming, and it makes everybody kowtow and bow to demands? Well, the EPA is the enemy of the United States. And the sooner that pimp organization is closed, the better off we're going to be. Here's a little subject from a guy named Jerome Corsi. Obama lets Chinese own U.S. energy resources. You know, they're talking about China bought a lot of bad mortgages, like 200 million mortgages. And don't be surprised one day if 200 million Chinese show up and take the houses that they own. Yeah. Oh, that could never happen. Never can happen. Ask somebody up in Idaho what's going on. What are the Chinese doing in Idaho? I don't know what they're doing, because it was a leaked information. You know that 30-second news that you read in the bylines as they go across the screen and you never see them again? Apparently, outside of Boise, they have bought a big compound. And they're bringing their own people in to work in the compound. Beijing acquiring major ownership in oil, natural gas across the nation. The Obama administration, who won't let America drill for oil, is quietly allowing China to acquire major ownership interests in oil and natural gas resources across the U.S. They've emptied the treasury, and now they're selling off the natural resources of the country. Timber will be next. The decision to allow China to compete for U.S. oil and natural gas resources appears to stem from a need to keep Beijing economically interested in lending to the U.S. The Obama administration has run a $1 trillion-plus annual federal budget deficit since taking office. And, you know, they always compared Bush's spending to Obama's spending. But Bush had to spend to fight a war. Obama is spending to continue the war. And he's in four countries now. Bush was only in two. The Obama administration has run $1 trillion-plus annual federal budget deficits since taking office, and that will continue. Okay. Allowing China to have equity interest in U.S. energy production is a reversal of Bush's policy. In 2005, Bush blocked China on grounds of national security from an $18.4 billion deal to purchase California-based Unocal Corporation. Now, the Democrats are very adept. As WorldNet Daily reported Monday, Beijing has been developing a proposal in which real estate on American soil owned by China would be set up as development zones to establish Chinese-owned businesses and bring its citizens to the U.S. to work. And I think they're doing that up in Idaho already. China's first major move into the U.S. oil and natural gas market can be traced to October 2009, when the state-owned Chinese energy giant CNOOC bought a multi-million dollar stake in 600,000 acres of South Texas oil and gas fields. Jerome Corsi exposes the globalist plan to put America on the chopping block in America for Sale, Fighting the New World Order, Surviving a Global Depression and Preserving USA Sovereignty. We're going to lose our sovereignty. And that's available at WND's Superstore. Reporting the story, Monica Hatcher of the Houston Chronicle suggested China was testing the political waters for further energy expansion into the U.S. energy reserves. Yeah, they're reserves that we can't touch, but China can help themselves. China's purchase of U.S. oil and natural gas rights will strike millions of Americans as paradoxical, since the U.S. continues to be a net importer of approximately 60% of the oil consumed in the USA. Put an end to it. I don't care who you blame. Put an end to it. The Chronicle reported China paid $2.2 billion for a one-third stake in Chesapeake Energy Assets, with a CNOOC laying a claim to a share of energy resources in South Texas that would produce up to 500,000 barrels of oil a day. The Chinese can find 500,000 barrels of oil a day in the USA, and we can't. The Houston paper reported that as part of the deal, CNOOC agreed to pay approximately $1.1 billion for a share of Chesapeake's assets in the Eagle Ford, a broad oil and gas formation that runs southwest of San Antonio to the Mexican border. The Chronicle also reported that the deal with China would create as many as 20,000 jobs in the USA and provide the capital Chesapeake needs to increase its rig count in South Texas from 10 to 42 by the end of 2012. China's oil interests, along with CNOOC, which is 100% owned by the Communist Chinese government, Sinopec Group also is purchasing energy interests in the USA. Sinopec Group is the largest shareholder of Sinopec Corporation, a state-owned investment company incorporated in 1998. Largely to acquire and operate oil and natural gas interests worldwide. The Wall Street Journal recently compiled a state-by-state list of the $17 billion in oil and natural gas equity interests. CNOOC and Sinopec have acquired in the USA and Canada since 2012. Colorado, CNOOC gained one-third stake in 800,000 acres in northeast Colorado and southwest Wyoming in a $1.27 billion pact with Chesapeake Energy Corporation. Louisiana, Sinopec has one-third interest in 265,000 acres in the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale after a broader $2.5 billion deal with Devon Energy. Michigan, Sinopec gained a one-third interest in 350,000 acres in a larger $2.5 billion deal with Devon Energy. Ohio, Sinopec acquired a one-third interest in Devon Energy's 235,000 Utica Shale acres in a larger $2.5 billion deal. Oklahoma, Sinopec has one-third interest in 215,000 acres. With Devon Energy. Texas, CNOOC acquired one-third interest in Chesapeake Energy's 600,000 acres in the Eagle Ford Shale in a $2.16 billion deal. Wyoming. CNOOC has a one-third stake in northeast Colorado and southeast Wyoming. After a $1.27 billion pact with Chesapeake Energy, Sinopec gained a one-third interest in Devon's Energy, 320,000 acres, as part of a $2.5 billion deal. Are you getting sick? Are you getting bored? You can get bored all you want. When you're paying $10 a gallon for gas in your car, you won't be bored anymore. The Wall Street Journal reported China's strategy, introduced since 2010 by Fu Shengyu, who has served as chairman of both CNOOC and Sinopec, is to seek minority stakes, play a passive role, and in a nod to U.S. regulators, keep Chinese personnel at arm's length from advanced U.S. technology. Never forget, communists love coalitions. They like to join them and be part of them to destroy them. China moving into Gulf of Mexico. After a difficult political struggle, China received permission last month from the Canadian government to make its largest overseas acquisition of oil and natural gas interest outside China, acquiring Canadian energy producer Nexen Incorporated for $15.5 billion. In the process, China acquired Nexen Oil and natural gas operations in the Gulf of Mexico in U.S. waters. Although the deal still requires approval from CIFUS, the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment, I'm sure they can be bought. The acquisition of Nexen, and something bothers me, speaking of buying, GE is in bed with China and with Obama. They just showed on TV one of the greatest helicopters, and the engines are GE engines. And I'm wondering if China has that technology already, compliments of GE, through the back door. Although the deal still requires approval from CFIUS, the U.S. committee, the acquisition of Nexen's high-tech, ultra-deepwater drilling resources in the Gulf of Mexico was a major reason China sought to acquire the company. CNOOC, a company that derives nearly all of its domestic capacity from shallow waters, has announced the goal of producing 1 million barrels of oil per day from ultra-deepwater oil and natural gas facilities by 2020. In 2010, listen to this and wail, China passed the U.S. to become the world's largest energy consumer. According to the International Energy Agency, China consumed 2.252 billion tons of oil, equivalent in 2009, approximately 4% more than the U.S. So there's where we're headed, and we're all debating how big a gun we should carry and strike the Second Amendment and anything else that's American.
A dream.
get a shot of whiskey anywhere. You can get a shot of heroin anywhere. You can get shot anywhere. But this is the only program where you could get a shot of religion. While the communists are trying to erase the name of God Almighty. And the Democrats didn't even want them mentioned in the party platform. Here is the one beacon of freedom. The home of Christianity. Pange lingua, gloriosi. Sing my tongue the Savior's glory. Of his flesh the mystery sing. Of the blood all price exceeding. Shed by our immortal King. Destined for the world's redemption. From a noble womb to spring. Of a pure and spotless virgin. Born for us on earth below. He as man, with man conversing. Stayed the seeds of truth to sow. Then he closed in solemn order, wondrously his life of woe. On the night of that Last Supper, seated with his chosen band, he the paschal victim eating, first fulfills the law's command, then as food to his apostles, gives himself with his own hand. Word made flesh, the spread of nature. By his word to flesh he turns. Wine into his blood he changes. What though sense no change discerns. Only be the heart in earnest. Faith her lesson quickly learns. Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred host we hail. Lo, o'er ancient forms departing. Newer rites of grace prevail, faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. To the everlasting Father and the Son who reigns on high, with the Holy Ghost proceeding, forth from each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. Amen. My grandchildren laugh when I say the Holy Ghost because they've learned Holy Spirit. But this was written by Thomas Aquinas in 1225, and it's still around today, and they sing it in Latin. Now it's time for an American prayer, and pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
You
The Benghazi betrayal of four Americans was a cover-up, and nobody interviewed the 30 who came back to the States. And there's one guy in a hospital, or a girl, I think it's a guy, and nobody is mentioning his name. This is a complete cover-up, and the media is complicit. Joseph Goebbels is now running the American media. It is terrible. Pravda is more honest than the American media. Hang in there. And the appointment of John Kerry with no opposition from the Repuppets is a disgrace. Any Repuppet that will approve John Kerry for his position, for his post, is a Democrat. And we got a lot of Democrats in the Repuppy Party. Chuck Heinrich Schumer says that the NRA is a fringe group. So is the Tea Party. But Democrats are not communists. Chuck Schumer says the NRA is very extreme. Yeah, Chuck, we like to hold on to our rifles and our pistols and our machine guns in case the worm turns. One mainstream American says you would not want to live under Reichsmarschall Heinrich Schumer, a baby killer and a flag burner. Every day, 4,700 American babies are torn to pieces under Herr Schumer's experiments with freedom. He will tell you child murder is settled law with a Dr. Mengele grin. He has too much power for an evil person. The sooner God calls him to the Nuremberg trials in heaven, the safer the nation will be. If he was a goat leading lambs to slaughter, his name would be Judas. He exiled Ilian Gonzalez for Fidel Castro and Bill Clinton. He tortured a Supreme Court judge nominee during double cross-examination, mocking his speech impediment. I think he's anti-Latino. Judge Estrada's failure to measure up to Schumer's standards was that he was pro-life. After all, we can't have weaklings sympathetic to the unborn. I would give a week's wages to the church poor box just to see his champagne contribution list and discover who he really works for. The next cardinal who gives this termite a front row seat in St. Patrick's Cathedral, I will baptize them both with the words of our Savior. If thine eyes offend thee, pluck them out. And if Chuck Schumer offends thee, throw them out. And the politically correct cardinal with him. Pange lingua, gloriosi. Being that we're praying, let's say a little prayer for Notre Dame that they get rid of the abortion clinics and the co-ed dorms and whatever other sins that they're practicing that lead to abortion. And let's say a prayer that Matin Teo gets a girl, a real girl.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
winding our show down. We got 3 minutes and 13 seconds left. I just want to reiterate something that is very important. The Second Amendment is not for hunters. It is to prevent you from being hunted. Once they take your guns away, they will take your life away. Do not let them destroy the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of you. You don't realize it. You're not going to look good in a railroad car jammed in with other people on the way to FEMA camp. So, having said that, it's now 2:34, and we'll give you a little Frankie Lyman. Goody, goody. Hillary Clinton got caught at telling lies. With a group called the Teenagers. They were formed in high school, in George Washington High School in Washington Heights, New York. Frankie Lyman bridged two generations. The World War II generation loved his music, and the kids of that day loved his music. He's one of the first drug casualties in the war against America. And he died, I think, down in Lexington, Kentucky, of a drug overdose. And that's how long drugs have been killing Americans. There's two things that kill Americans, drugs and abortions. Got to put an end to both of them. And if you want to reduce the number of gun crimes, get rid of drugs. Because every drug dealer sells guns. Have a nice night and pray for your country because you're losing it.